battery that charges faster the bigger it gets. Sounds impossible. Australian scientists just proved it works. Good morning. Welcome to Brightside Daily. I'm Rory, alongside Elizabeth.
And today we've got seven stories that prove innovation is alive and well across the planet.
We're leading with a quantum breakthrough that turns everything we know about batteries upside down.
Plus, a cancer treatment that's making tumors vanish with a single injection. And beavers, saving the planet, naturally.
Let's get into it. Here's a question. What if the bigger your battery, the faster it charged? In every battery you've ever used, the opposite is true. Bigger means slower. It's one of the fundamental trade-offs of energy storage. But a team of researchers in Australia has just proven that quantum mechanics can flip that rule on its head. They've built the world's first proof of concept quantum battery. And instead of relying on chemical reactions like lithium-ion cells do, it uses something called superabsorption. That's a quantum effect where energy is absorbed in a single coordinated event across the entire system.
And the wild part is the scaling. In a conventional battery, adding more cells means more charging time. In a quantum battery, adding more cells actually speeds things up. The whole system charges faster together than any individual cell could alone.
The team confirmed this at room temperature using ultrafast laser spectroscopy. That's significant because quantum effects are notoriously fragile. They usually only work at temperatures close to absolute zero.
So what does this mean practically? Think about charging your phone in seconds instead of hours. Electric vehicles that refuel as fast as petrol cars. Grid storage systems that can absorb a sudden burst of solar energy in real time.
Now, we're still in early research territory. There are massive engineering challenges ahead. Maintaining quantum states in a real-world device, manufacturing at scale, matching the energy density of chemical batteries. This isn't arriving in your phone next year, but the physics works. And that's the part that matters. Because once you prove the physics, engineering is just a matter of time.
12 patients, one injection each, and in half of them, tumors across their entire body started to shrink. That's the result from a phase one trial testing a new approach to cancer treatment. Doctors injected engineered antibodies directly into a single tumor, and the immune response didn't stay local. It went everywhere.
Wait, so you inject one tumor and distant tumors respond?
Exactly what happened. The treatment uses engineered CD40 antibodies that essentially transform a tumor into a training ground for the immune system. Once the immune cells learn to recognize the cancer at the injection site, they hunt down similar cells throughout the body. One melanoma patient had dozens of metastatic tumors. Doctors injected just one on her thigh. Every single tumor disappeared.
That's extraordinary. And 2 out of 12 achieved complete remission?
2 in complete remission, 6 with significant shrinkage. For a phase one safety trial, that's a remarkable signal. Previous attempts with CD40 antibodies caused severe side effects when given systemically. The breakthrough here was delivering them directly into the tumor, concentrating the immune activation where it's needed. Now, 12 patients is a small group. Larger trials are needed. Researchers don't fully understand why some patients responded dramatically while others didn't. And we don't yet know how long the remissions last. But the principle, injecting one site to protect the whole body, that's the kind of shift that redirects an entire field. As one of the researchers described it, it's like creating a personalized cancer vaccine from the patient's own tumor.
Teaching the body to fight its own battles. That's the dream of immunotherapy right there.
And all of it from a single injection point. Sometimes the most elegant solutions are the simplest ones.
Speaking of elegant solutions, our next story involves an engineer that's been perfecting its craft for about 20 million years. 1,194 tons of carbon. That's how much one beaver site in Switzerland locked away over 13 years. International research led by the University of Birmingham has been tracking what happens when beavers move into a river system, and the numbers are striking. Beaver-created wetlands store carbon at rates up to 10 times higher than similar areas without them.
10 times. And the beavers aren't even trying. They're just doing what beavers do.
That's the beauty of it. They build dams, water spreads out, organic material accumulates, carbon gets trapped in a sediment. No machinery, no maintenance, no electricity bill, just a flat-tailed rodent with excellent work ethic. The researchers calculated that restoring beaver populations across suitable Swiss habitats could offset up to 1.8% of the country's annual carbon emissions.
And that's with zero ongoing cost. Once the beavers are established, the system runs itself, year after year.
Right. Compare that to engineered carbon capture, which costs hundreds of dollars per ton and needs constant energy input. Beavers charge nothing and work around the clock. Of course, not every landscape is suitable. You can't just drop beavers into a city center and hope for the best. But for the right habitats, this is measurable, verifiable climate action hiding in plain sight.
I love that this is nature-based climate tech that predates humanity by millions of years.
Sometimes the best innovations aren't innovations at all. Right, let's head to Southeast Asia.
Timor-Leste gained independence in 2002, one of the youngest nations on Earth. And in the space of a single year, they've cut their school dropout rate in half. That's not a typo. 50% fewer children leaving school early, and primary completion rates climbed from 56% to 62%.
How did they manage that kind of improvement so quickly?
Three things working together. First, a cash transfer program called Bolsa de Mai now reaches nearly 75,000 households. That's direct financial support to keep children in school instead of working. Second, infrastructure. They rehabilitated over 2,700 classrooms and built 102 new schools. You can't keep students if you don't have anywhere to put them. And third, the digital leap. Timor-Leste deployed fiber optic cables to Australia and brought in Starlink satellite coverage. Internet penetration jumped to over 40%, connecting 575,000 users. Remote villages that were cut off from educational resources are now online.
That combination is what makes this work, isn't it? Cash alone doesn't help if there's no school nearby. Schools alone don't help if families can't afford to send their children.
Exactly. It's the coordination that's the model here. Every barrier was addressed at the same time. And for a country that's only existed for 24 years, that's a statement of ambition that larger, wealthier nations could learn from.
Time for a rapid-fire round. Here are this week's numbers that deserve your attention.
60%. That's how much a new oral cholesterol pill called Enlicitide cuts bad cholesterol. It matches injectable therapies that cost thousands a year, but it's a single daily pill, a potential game changer for millions of heart disease patients worldwide.
46%. The reduction in heart attacks among high-risk patients who received the shingles vaccine. The jab designed to prevent a painful nerve condition. Turns out to rival quitting smoking for heart protection. Deaths dropped 66% in the same group.
18%. The drop in dementia risk linked to drinking 2 to 3 cups of coffee or 1 to 2 cups of tea daily. Even people genetically predisposed to dementia showed protection. Your morning cuppa might be doing more than waking you up.
And finally, 900 megawatts. Cuba's new single-day solar generation record, smashing the 800 megawatt mark set just 24 hours earlier. Solar now provides 20% of the island's electricity, up from 6% a year ago. One of the fastest renewable transitions on the planet. That's your Brightside Daily for Monday.
If any of today's stories made you feel a bit more hopeful about where we're heading, pass this one along. Everyone could use a reminder that the world's getting better in ways we don't always hear about.
For the full stories with all the links and sources, head to thebrightside.news. Everything we cover is there in detail.
Tomorrow, we'll be back with more progress worth knowing about, including a story about friction that works without anything actually touching. physics keeps getting stranger.
Until then, keep looking for the bright side.
It's usually closer than you think.